Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Okay, let's get it, man. Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, so the YouTube is going, the YouTube chat is going. We have broken 92,000 subs on YouTube. I might be the only host that cares about that, but I've been pumping that up because since around August, I stopped live streaming my show on my YouTube channel and started bringing it to the WFAN channel. And my whole thing is like, hey, there's way more subscribers on WFAN. Let's get this thing to 100K because then they'll put a plaque in here. You know, they send you a little shiny silver plaque that says 100K subs. And no matter what happens in the history of WFAN, I'll be like, I was a part of that.
Yep.
Go look. These YouTube videos aren't going to die. They're forever. If you read all the reports and things that are going on, more people are watching YouTube than Netflix. Pretty soon, more people are going to be watching YouTube than TV. We're in the future now. And I know you guys have been waiting to talk about the Giants. 888-808-1019. I started to do my little NFL stuff, and we'll bring it back around because I already see in the chat, Robert Fagan in the chat said to me, Keith, you are knowledgeable in football. You know he did not get any first-team reps. Many backup QBs came to his defense. Now listen, to kind of put a cap on the Shedeur Sanders stuff, because it's always a hot topic, and it's a can of worms. I said there's two sides to this, right? I can understand because it's Dylan Gabriel in front of him, a rookie himself. Give Dylan all the reps. He sucks. He needs them, you know? If Shedeur has to play in case of an emergency, he has to play in case of an emergency, and we'll treat it as such and we'll throw him in there. I can kind of understand that. I wouldn't run a team like that. I wouldn't suggest doing that. QB2 is supposed to get reps from high school to college to the NFL. But also you have to think about the Browns, even in the preseason. They had Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco wasn't getting that many reps. They had Kenny Pickett there. They had Dylan Gabriel there, then Shedeur. Now, I will not leave out the fact that it seems like Kevin Stefanski doesn't like the kid. It seems like Kevin Stefanski didn't want the kid. Andrew Berry drafted him. They moved up to draft him. But obviously, they're in the fifth round. It's not like you got to move heaven and earth to move up in the fifth round to get him. But I feel like there were way too many people caping for Shedeur. This is the NFL. It's the National Football League. That's why his daddy was crying tears, right? I can't imagine it. Like, Dion, you're a Hall of Famer, and you have three sons, and one of them actually makes it to the NFL. One of them actually gets in a real game, and not at the position you played. Your son, Shedeur, your baby son, your youngest son, who life has always been made for him. He did not have to choose this journey. He did not have to choose the stress and the work and everything that comes with specifically playing the hardest position in sports, the quarterback. So I'm sure Prime was in full-on tears. It's been rough out there for him in Colorado, and he's also dealing with some health issues. But we'll get back to Shedeur Sanders. We got to talk about the Giants, bro. You Jets fans still want to trade for Shedeur Sanders? And we'll talk about Tyrod Taylor being elevated to the Jets starting quarterback position, which, like, if you heard my rap Friday, I said it was obvious. Don't tell Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn, we don't need you to tell us, bro. We know. We watch the games. We know it's time. One giant mess. 888-808-1019. Can't blame this one on Brian Daboll. Can't. He wasn't there. And I'm sure wherever he was chilling. I saw somebody today write, oh, where's Brian Daboll's, thank you note? His thank you, like he's supposed to take out a page in the Post or the Daily News and thank the Giants for firing him. And I said, oh, it's in the drafts. He's had it in the drafts for 2 years. He's waiting until they fire Joe Shane. And they're going to fire Joe Shane. And if they don't, this is going to be the same old, same old, same old song. So Big G, and the G stands for going through the motions, because that's what they're doing. Over the weekend, the Giants placed O-lineman Evan Neal on IR with a hamstring injury, likely ending both his season and his Giants career. The former number 7 overall pick out of Alabama did not appear in a game this year. I don't even think he was suited up, maybe once. He'll get a fresh start elsewhere after this season. That was the report that was out there. I clipped that. That was one of the first things I put in my notes. How did he get hurt? In practice? Stretching? Warm-ups? And then there's people that like to say, oh, Brian Daboll was stopping this from happening. And then all the little clerical moves, like Isaiah Hodgins coming back. Good for Isaiah Hodgins, because he was on the practice squad with the Steelers. He comes back, and in 4 days, he's making plays. In 4 days, he's making an impact. But there's a guy that Joe Shane signed in the offseason that I thought was going to make an immediate impact, and he did while he was healthy. Paulson Adebo felt discomfort in his knee during warmups, and he was downgraded to out for Sunday's game. When I saw that, I said, oh, no, you know what that means. You know what that means. Deontay Banks. The bank is closed on Sundays. Deontay Banks has to play. He can't cut it. He doesn't have a shot. I watch him play. He gets stuck in blocks. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing? He can't cover anybody. He doesn't know what to do. His aware. I'm like, this guy is like another guy that Joe Shane traded up for, took in the first round, took the number 2 when Jackson Dart. That's, I've been doing that all year. Jackson Dart should be wearing number 2. That number 6, uh-uh. As soon as they get Deontay Banks up out of here, Dart, change your number to 2, and we'll ride. And that number 2 jersey is going to sell even more. Change your number to 2, and then Abdul Carter, we're changing your number to 56. Or 11. Could you imagine if Abdul Carter was wearing 56 or 11? It wouldn't matter. The only numbers that matter are your number of sacks. And for like the first 5-6 weeks, I gave him credit for his pressures, because that does affect the game. I even said, hey, he's helped unlock Brian Burns. You know, him applying pressure, him being a rookie, like he's in there. He just hasn't gotten home yet. Well, oh boy, speaking of 11, it's week 11. He's got a half a sack. He's close, but no cigar. And when you're watching the game, he misses that series. And everybody on Giants Twitter is like, Where's Abdul Carter? Kayvon was out. So you're like, okay, something's going on. One giant mess. Can't blame this on Brian Daboll, but you find a way to, right? Because what we find out about young Abdul Carter, Philly Bull, literally I post a picture on my Twitter of him in February with the Eagles at the Super Bowl wearing Eagles team-issued gear and holding the Lombardi Trophy. This is a whole Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'll leave that out. I'm just saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
They said they were going to keep it in-house. They said it was a coach's decision to sit him for the first drive. Okay, what does it do? Well, you hurt his pride? I just went over this, I guess. You hurt the team more. So then today we find out, because Dan Duggan, and shout out to Dan. I got to get Dan back on the show. I used to have Dan join us. I got to tap back in with Dan. He's great. But Dan puts out a report that he was sleeping in the facility and missed a team meeting. Or was late to a team meeting. Whatever. A couple things with that. He comes out on Twitter to say, I wasn't sleeping. I was in recovery. I was getting treatment. Okay. Like, I think a few ways about this. At Penn State, there's no meeting that starts without Abdul Carter. Because his teammates are looking around. Yo, where's Dool? Yo, you saw him in the training room? Yo, hey, run back and go get him right now, bro. We got 1 minute. Run. Like, how does this happen? That he misses a meeting. You know how it happens? Because you can do whatever you want. It's one giant mess. The season is over. They fired the coach. Big G, the G-men, the big G stands for going through the motions. 888-808-1019. It doesn't matter. That's the culture over there. You can blame Brian Daboll now after he's been let go because they say, oh, he allowed it. He let it go on. Okay. But where are your teammates? Where are the leaders? Where are the veterans on that defensive line to be like, yo, hold on, Abdul's not here? And I know they're grown men, and they're probably looking out for themselves, and they're probably thinking we're not doing that. But, like, if he's in the building, how does somebody not get him to where he needs to? Like, there's no communication. Hey, man, 5 minutes. Hey, we got a defensive meeting. Like, how do the trainers not even, I don't know, man. I don't know what goes on. I don't know what goes on. So we're grading Mike Kafka now, right? This is all falling under him. He's the interim head coach auditioning to be the Giants coach next year. No way. No way. We get in the game, and he's trigger happy. He threw a challenge flag when Josh Jacobs is running up the sideline. Great run. He's on the other side. You can't see that. The first thing I said was, who's talking to him in his headset telling him to challenge that early in the game? Waste the challenge, lose a timeout. And then, after you're trigger happy, you're gun shy when Wandell needs you to challenge the play for a first down. And I don't know, man. It's more of the same. You can fire Brian Daboll. It does not change the Jimmies and the Joes. You could change the X's and O's. And speaking of the X's and O's, man, they ran the ball without Scataboo, right? I actually did want to give credit to Joe Shane for Devin Singletary. I wish I bet Devin Singletary. I bet every player on the Packers to score. Shout out to Christian Watson. Turned $10 into like $350 off of him scoring twice. I just knew one of the, I didn't put money on Romeo Doubs. And that's another thing. How many drops for Romeo Doubs? And another thing, you knocked Josh Jacobs out of the game. You knocked Jordan Love out of the game. You have to win that game. You got to win that game, man. You got to win that game. You're going for it on fourth down, but ultimately, and the calls are rolling in, and I don't have that much time to keep going. But ultimately, after a fun game, I have a lot of friends that went to that game, people that are Packers fans, people that live in my building, people that I know, been planning on going to that Packers-Giants game. They got the legacy jerseys on. You know, the whole thing, and I said this before, the Giants think a lot about that building. They think a lot about the attendance and what fans are going to see. Fire Dable. Yay. Sit Russ. Yay. Here comes Jameis. And then the conversation all week was, well, you know, Jameis is going to throw some interceptions. He probably should have had three. Probably should have had three picks. But of course, how does the game end? With him throwing an interception in the end zone. And it wasn't his fault. The dreaded Jameis interception does pop up, but it wasn't on him. It's on another Joe Shane product. Jalin Hyatt, I don't know how you're one of the fastest guys on the team and you're not running your ass off on every route. You barely get to play. They're calling you a bust. They're giving you an opportunity here. You see Isaiah Hodgins come back to the team for 40s. Make him. How does that not make you hungry? How does that not put you on alert? How does that not raise your antennas? The game is on the line, bro. What are you doing? The game is, I'm sitting on my couch like that. That's so wrong. Because the quarterback is in rhythm throwing the ball to a spot in the end zone. And you know who knew? The safety knew. So at least go play DB and knock that ball down. But you stopped your feet. It's a flag route. It's a corner route. It's one of those combo routes that you have to run. You have to run that play all the way out. Whether it's a clear route and you got to take the safety with you, you got to run that all the way. There's not even that much room. It's like 20 yards of space. That was so disappointing. And then after the game, just got to make a play. Just got to make a play. Bro, get out of here. Just got to make a play. You got to know the play and run the play until the play is dead. And the season's dead. 888-808-1019. Now it's time for Tankathon. Gervonta, Tank Davis, Tank Dell. Tank Bigsby. It's not a beater. It's not an A-shirt. It's a tank. And when you look at Tankathon, Giants are always up there. It seems like the same teams are always up there every year. I just was talking about Ashton Jeanty. The Las Vegas Raiders are up there. You know the New York Jets. You can count on the Jets to be up there. The Browns, the Saints, the Titans who picked number one last year, and the New York Football Giants. So, I guess it worked out in the end. You lose that game, but you had fun for a little while. Thought you could win. It was fun until the very end. But ultimately, you lose. And you got the number two pick right now. And that's not going to hold. Your strength of schedule. And like, I just think with Jackson Dart coming back, you'll be able to compete. You should be able to beat the Commanders. You should be able to beat J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. The Raiders. Like, if you're a Giants fan and you just saw Monday Night Football and how much fun those Dallas fans had in Vegas, how come you're not on Google Flights right now trying to book your trip for that game? That's the end of the season. That place is immaculate. Allegiant Stadium, if I was a Giants fan, I'd already be booked. 888-808-1019. Let's get into these calls, man. And as far as Jackson Dart coming back, my last little bit, and I'll keep sprinkling things in. I know Cam Scataboo and Abdul were at WWE. I know Shane Bowen is about to break a record and set a record already with the blown losses or blown games and the losses. But as far as young Jackson Dart is concerned, you play him. When he's ready to go, you play him. For his own development, for his teammates, for the want to buy in, and for the sake of the fans watching these games, you play him. Now, I did have a thought last week about potentially keeping him out for 2 weeks because you got to go to Ford Field and face the Lions, who just got hosed last night, and it was a tough battle with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're going to be pissed off, and they're going to be ready to go, and you know they're going to be ready to beat up on the team. And you know it isn't just the concussion with Jackson Dart. This guy lost a tooth. He had an ankle injury. He got beat up. Like, you guys saw, he was getting his ass kicked for weeks. So, you know, giving him 2 weeks – to rest and then come back to finish the season, like, I understand that. But for the most part, I think that they are going to – they're going to play him. If Jackson Dart is ready to go and clears concussion protocol, he will be your starting quarterback. He's still in it as of today. But if he comes back and clears protocol Wednesday, Thursday, like, he should play against the Giants. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. First up on the Fan. Go for it, Rich.
Hey, Keith. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, well, you mentioned that the Giants were at the WWE tonight. We finally got to see Carter actually hit someone, and this was the closest thing that, you know, that Giants fans actually got to see.
The jokes write themselves.
Giants actually blitz somebody.
there's so many jokes online. I was in the comments. I said, the Giants will do anything but win. They'll show up for WWE and not show up on Sunday.
And if I'm the head coach, I'm questioning Scadaboo. You gotta love him, man. But you know he's not all there with his ankle.
No, he's a nutcase. He's
doing
like,
those bits and stuff like that.
No, he's like a full blown.
He lands the wrong way.
Like they talk about football players. Like he should be in Blue Mountain State. Like he's one of those football players. He's like he can hang out with Latimer from the program. Like he is the run into the wall. Bang your head again, like his body. They can donate his body and brain to science. Cam Scadaboo.
He reminds me of the linebacker from The Replacements. Bring me the ball. I got the ball.
He is Bobby Boucher. He is the like he's a football guy. That is it. And he's like he's in the UFC. He's at WWE. I'm like, bro, you were on a scooter Sunday in an air cast, and I saw his dream. He showed his ankle was good. But he doesn't care. He's out and about. He's done. So whatever. And the Giants are signing off on it. Yep. They're allowing it. So whatever. They know.
Seriously, now, you know, you were talking about sitting one guy for falling asleep. I mean, what else can Kapka do? He's trying to audition for a job. If he sits up for a whole quarter.
Sorry. Thank you for the call, Rich. You're breaking up. I'll take it from here. What else can Kapka do? I mean, I guess you got to discipline him. I guess you got to sit him for a series, but you can't like you can't bench him the whole game. I don't know. I guess it teaches him a lesson, but it makes the Giants more of a laughing stock. That's just a one giant mess. It's just something else that is added, right? Tiki Barber last week was talking about the leaks that came out about Brian Daboll blowing up at Kapka, and you know, basically you have a Giants legend, a former Giant, one of the best ever, saying shut up and play football. What does that do? Stop being like that. Now we got another leak. They wanted to keep this in house. So, you know, it doesn't help the situation. Like, those reporters got right to it. As I shot to Dan Duggan, they got right to it. Oh, yeah, Abdul Carter missed a mean. He was sleeping. And Abdul Carter got on Twitter. No, I wasn't. I was in recovery. It's different. It doesn't matter. You missed a meeting. Whether you were late, whether you were, like, that's what Tiki was talking about today as well, being a professional. But then I go back to, like, in college, he could probably be late. And I know today on Evan and Tiki, they even played Bill Belichick talking about Lawrence Taylor. He is not Lawrence Taylor, though. Even though he naively said, yeah, we need to have a conversation about that number, I wish he didn't do that. I wish he knew better. Just, hey, be humble, man. You know, Lawrence Taylor, the best player on the team? Yeah. Bill Belichick goes to tell Parcells, hey, you know, LT was late to the meeting. Why just start it without him? Why just start it? Tim Bertone up in Montreal on the Fan again. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, man? Listening to you, and it's great entertainment. I was just wondering, Keith, did you get a chance to see the Grey Cup final on Sunday night in Winnipeg?
No, I barely even finished the Lions-Eagles game. By the time Sunday night football gets to halftime, I'm so shot. Like, Sunday, I gotta like, wrestle my son. I got to get him to chill out. By the time like we get him down and I get in bed, I'm old now. So, no. And I know you said it came on at like 6. At 6, I'm probably watching Shedeur Sanders versus Baltimore. Yeah. I'm watching Sam Darnold versus the Rams. And I don't know what channel that would have came on, but tell me about it. What happened?
So, anyway, it was a good game, but there's a guy, Davis Alexander. I don't know if you know him from U.S. College, Davis Alexander. You might look him up, but He was playing on one leg. He had torn hamstring, and he went back in. But, you know, he played on one leg. But the point is, I'm going to ask you a quarterback question. you're down to the last. They're down by, I believe, a touchdown and a convert, so you can get a 2-point conversion to win the Grey Cup. So they're on the 1-yard line. They decide to pull Davis Alexander out of the game, bring a cold backup quarterback that's supposedly, you know, a guy that can plunge in from one yard, even though they got a great running back. Of course, the guy gets stuffed, fumbles, and they lose the friggin'.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I'm sorry. We got calls coming in. I'm getting the wrap it up sign. We can't talk Grey Cup, Canadian football that none of us saw. I couldn't even get to the question. Send me an email. I know you send me emails, and we'll continue it there. I got limited time. I'm literally done in like 90 minutes exactly. We got to get to it. And I have so much more to add on the Giants, as Giants fans are calling, and Jets fans. We will get to you as well with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields and the money that they gave Justin Fields. And I don't know if you guys saw Mendoza from Indiana or Ty Simpson, or if you guys are watching college football. I know Loogie told you guys you should be tanking for Arch Manning. Hopefully Loogie saw Arch Manning this weekend and was like, yo, I'm going to stop mentioning Arch Manning on the Fan. Like, there's a lot more to get to. So, you know, back to the Giants, it's like, what do you guys want now? Another season of tankathon, right? Another season of let's not win these games? Or do you want Jackson Dart to come back and compete? I think a lot of you are going to be in the compete campaign because you want to see him come back and play. Giants football is a lot more fun when you have a quarterback like Jackson Dart. I think we're going to be beyond the protect Jackson Dart thing, but two interesting things happened through the course of the week. A report came out that, you know, the Giants really stressed to Jackson Dart, like, hey, Jack, when you see those safeties coming, get down. Hey, Jackson, you're 22 years old. You're our franchise quarterback now. I know we're going to call 25 design runs for you, but when you become a runner, please slide. So, like, on one hand, you have that okay. And I, if you're listening to me at all last week, I said, you know what? He's learning the lesson right now. Being concussed and being out and missing a game in your rookie year after you got elevated as the starter week 4, it's your team. You're taking over the city. It's Jackson Dart mania. Kids dressing up for you as Halloween. You're the guy. You lose that game in Chicago after he has 2 rushing touchdowns. He's not able to finish the game. And he's got all this time to sit and think. As his brain is becoming unconcussed, he's got all this time to sit and think about his future here and who and what he wants to be. And I remember telling you guys last week, and I saw how many people resurfaced it, John Gruden in his QB camp literally said, what are you freaking, Evel Knievel? What do you do out there in Utah? Drive a motorcycle over the Grand Canyon? You're a nutcase, man. And he played him all his college clips in a USC Trojans helmet and in an Ole Miss helmet of him getting smacked. And he told him, hey, in this league, no more. In this league, you can't do that. And Jackson Dart, with a smile on his face, says, yeah, well, I believe in, you know, you got to be +2. You got to be what? +2. What's that? When you get hit, you got to fall 2 yards forward, be +2 yards on every play. No. I'd rather you be -2 and stay in the game than trying to be +2 and be in the blue tent. 888-808-1019. So you also want to see him come back to see if he's learned, if that's enough to teach him. Live to fight another day. It's not worth it. And like, you're 22 years old. This is the NFL. These are grown-ass men. They lift weights. They're coming at you. They're trying to take your head off. I said it last week. They don't like you dancing in the end zone. They don't like you going viral in their end zone. Got to protect yourself. Let's see if he grows up. Let's see if he learns in this week. I just think at this point with the Giants, though, and I haven't mentioned this, and I'll do this quickly because we're going to go to the break and get to your phone calls more, and we'll really keep rolling. This head coaching search has become more and more interesting. This head coaching search, Jay Glazer came on the broadcast, and how funny of a name is Jay Glazer now in modern day time. I never thought about Jay Glazer like that years before, but now I'm like, Jay Glazer. Anyway, on the Fox pregame show, he says that the Giants could target, and he's an insider. He's in the know, and it's been for years. He's not putting anything out there that he didn't verify or get actual, like, maybe all these guys have already been, you know, tapped on. Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Steve Spagnuolo, Lou Anarumo, and Chris Shula. Glazer emphasized Rams DC Chris Shula. Him and Sean McVay are very close, called them best friends. And then obviously, like, the Rams, for all we know, the Rams could go to the Super Bowl this year. Hopefully somebody stops the Eagles. And if that's the case, you won't really be able to get that full-on interview with him for a while. But that's the next part, Giants fans. Who do you want to coach this team? Somebody has to get it right. This is the most crucial hire since Tom Coughlin. 888-808-1019. And the job is becoming more appealing. And that's another reason why I'm like, there's no way they keep Joe Shane. Because that's the one thing that's not appealing about the job. You're going to have a top five pick. You got all these players, young players that are talented. Man, you might have the chance because you don't need the quarterback, edge rusher, wide receiver, offensive lineman. Like, you got those checked off. Jackson Dart, Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, rather, Andrew Thomas. Like, you don't need those guys that usually go on the top of the draft. Like, this is the opportunity for a new GM to come back or come in and maybe trade back and get you a haul so that you could really add to this team and so that 2026, it is a surefire thing that the Giants are ready to go and compete. This is the most important hire for GM and head coach. There's no way they could keep Joe Shane. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. You know that. 12:35 on my watch. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're talking football. We're talking Giants. I got to get to these calls faster. I will get to the YouTube chat as well. I saw a lot of you going in. Let's see. Chad goes, why are you talking Browns? It's New York. Trust me, I know. I've never been to Ohio. I've never been to Cleveland. Everybody is talking Shedeur Sanders. I can talk about the entire NFL. I'm like that. But let's go to the phone. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're back on.
Keith, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. I mean, it's just a trend with the city, bro. You name it, turf, ice, hardwood, not a single team in this city could draft. And it almost felt like I was thinking, getting back to a couple weeks ago, you know, when Dart was taking the field, Scat was taking the field, not so much Neighbors because his injury was early on, albeit in a win, too, looking back. You know, kind of felt like Carter was flying under the rug. And even having the half a sack in the whole season, he was kind of like the least of their concerns because, A, you know, you look at the guy still at the end of the day, he could finish a year or half of the sack. There's still an element of, well, it's still his rookie year. You're not happy
and,
by any means.
And there are other metrics that they measure them in besides sacks, tackle for loss, to show that they're effective. And PFF had graded him as effective, yes.
Well, I think you just look at Dart and Scat, who not only were they efficient, they were taking the whole league by storm.
So basically, it looked like Joe Shane had hit on the last two drafts, impact players that were starters and playing and making a difference every game.
Yeah. I mean, you look at guys like, I think Drew Phillips and Newbin are the two that stick out, or, you know, what complete 180 they've pulled. And
but then you have Theo Johnson, Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah, and really the big one's Evan Neal, right? And we're talking about, like, all these scandals now. Not scandals, but just, like, the drama around them. Like, even with the Jets, you kind of saw with Sauce. And now I think, I know A.D. Mitchell couldn't catch a beach ball to save his life. So it's kind of like, obviously they're happy with the pick comp, but Toss, not only was the production out there was kind of the drama online, a couple other names, I think Jermaine Johnson, one of them. It might have been Quinnen, actually, seeing him tonight. And now you got over here, you got Evan Neal talking about flipping burgers and everything, and now Abdul Carter sleeping in the facility, he goes online tweeting. I mean, it's just, you know, if you got nothing good
to say,
don't say it.
New York football is amazing for radio.
It's a nightmare.
For Twitter.
It's a nightmare, bro. he's running around with half a sack like he's Bruce Jenner, and this is a third-round pick we're talking about. It's unbelievable, bro. And it just like kind of to go back to the offense, too. We're talking about you would think they were flipped. You would think Dart went third overall. You would think Carter would put, second, third round? And the way we're talking about, like, kind of, I guess, kind of like moving the goalposts in terms of the season he's having. Yeah, he's effective here and there. This is a guy, you know, you brought it up before, the thing with the number. Like, obviously, no one was comparing him to Lawrence Taylor, but I mean, the hype he was basically.
Yeah, but it's just like, bro, you shouldn't have never even thought about, like, I wish there was somebody else in your corner. What? Thanks for the call, Ross. Like, because now that hangs over his head, right? Shout out to Bobby Skinner, who made the joke on Twitter that Abdul Carter replied to, where, you know, Bobby said, I guess he should have gotten that number 56. What he's alluding to is the reference that I just referenced and that Tiki and Evan played with Abdul Carter, or with Lawrence Taylor missing a meeting and Bill Belichick telling that story, whatever. Abdul Carter's following in his footsteps in one way. Not the way you want, but, then we hear more about other players. Like, they say Deontay Banks is falling asleep in meetings. Deontay Banks, you got to be in the front. You got to be taking notes. You got to be hand up asking questions. You know why he's falling asleep in the meetings? Because they probably are ripping him. So he's in the back ducking and falling asleep, but don't want to hear it. This is bad. This is the pros. This is the NFL. It's bad on both sides. I saw this video from, I think, Badlands, where, like, these Jets fans on the Badlands podcast were smiling about the death of the elitism that Giants fans used to have coming off of the Super Bowls, and how the Giants have become the Jets, how they're very similar, and where they are in the drafts, in the tankathon, and the projected draft standings, not too far from the Jets. They have the same total of wins as the Jets. They fire their head coach midseason like the Jets did last year, keep the GM. Yeah. What did we do in this city to have two of these football teams that over the last decade are like bottom five in the NFL and can't get out of their own way? The same old Jets and one giant mess. Now with the Jets, I already mentioned Chris Boyd, and prayers up for him. Hopefully he makes a recovery. That would have been terrible news for the entire NFL and the Jets, because if it goes from Marshawn Nealon to Chris Boyd, two players losing their lives in a matter of like 2-3 weeks in the league. And, you know, for the Jets right now, the Jets have to figure some things out too. As I asked the Giants fans, are you now full on the tank or do you want Dart to come back and win some games? Or now is it all the way, hey, get us the highest draft pick so we can finesse some things? The Jets in 2 weeks will play the Falcons with Kirk Cousins. That's another NFL storyline. Michael Penix Jr., who the Falcons took 8th overall, if you remember, draft night 2 years ago, I came in wearing my Vic Falcons jersey. I thought that was the steal of the draft. Instead of them taking Dallas Turner like they were projected to, they take Michael Penix Jr. I'm like, they got the quarterback. The quarterback's the most important. You're going to need him. And they ended up elevating him last year. But and Giants fans remember this because you were looking for a quarterback that year and took Malik Nabers. The MO on him was too many knee procedures, too many knee injuries, been hurt too much, and he's a little bit older. I think they said this is his fourth season-ending knee injury in like the last 9 years, 8 years. It's crazy. But what I'm saying is, okay, the Falcons who play indoors, the Falcons who do have some skill positions, but they're banged up, and now they're relying on Kirk Cousins. I think I was listening to C-Mac show last week, and somebody called and suggested that the Jets get Kirk Cousins. I'm like, boy, we will say anything. Draft Archie Manning, trade for Shedeur Sanders, go get Kirk Cousins. Well, I see the Jets' third win coming when the Falcons got to come to the cold Meadowlands on November 30th and face the Jets. Jeff Ulbrich will be back in town. Ah, yeah, so if Jeff Ulbrich is back in town against the Jets, he's going to know what to do. His defense will be ready. The Jets probably lose that game by something stupid. And I don't know. If it's Tyrod Taylor starting, cool. But do not, and this is something that needs to be talked about, do not just take Justin Fields out of the game plan. You're paying him way too much money. 888-808-1019 to bring the Jets fans in on that, right? With all the guaranteed money for this year and next year with Justin Fields, it's kind of ridiculous. And I'll take a call, and then I will open up the can more, and I'll even have Fleegs weigh in on it because I know he knows. And shout out to Fleegs. He is just kind of abstained and fallen all the way back from as soon as he knew this new regime was coming in. I guess if you've lived it your entire life, it's going through the motions like the Giants. But for the amount of money that they've wasted on Justin Fields, make him the short yardage quarterback, have some design runs still in the offensive game plan, let him get a series, and let him be goal line. Let him be Taysom Hill. Why not? Jarvis is up in Harlem on the Fan. Go for it, Jarvis. Jarvis, bro, you've been falling asleep, man. I know it's late. Sleep is important. I literally sent out a tweet before this show, and I said, I'm going to do a radio show that you can listen to or watch, but you can also go to bed because your sleep is important, and it will be available at any time tomorrow. It's now tomorrow, and Jarvis, I got to let you go. You disappointed me, man. But I know what you were going to do. Jarvis is a former Jets fan converted to Packers fan. The Packers were just in town, beat the Giants. So he's probably going to say something about that, but first he was going to lead with bagging on the Jets. That's Jarvis' main thing when he calls. He's going to say something about the Jets, how they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what they're doing. Because to give, now I'm about to unpack all of it, to give Justin Fields that much money and not have an exact plan for him to get the best out of him, right? You remember when Brian Daboll said that he watched every play of Russell Wilson's career? I was like, sounds like a waste of time. Could have just watched the last season. But I'm like, okay, he's doing his due diligence, right? This is the guy that's going to come in here and play quarterback to try to save his job. He's trying to see what he does well, what he doesn't do well, what has worked for him, whatever. What can he do in my system? Even though when we talk about wasting money, Joe Shane, I'm talking to you again. There's no need for you to sign Russell Wilson. You want to talk about lighting $10 million on fire and not giving yourself an opportunity the first few games? You signed Jameis first. You didn't need Russell Wilson here for what? For Sierra to pull up? Anyway, with the Jets unpacking that situation, let's start with Darren Mugi because he's part of this too. A former quarterback that, like, I don't know. They better go get some counsel. They better find somebody that can identify the next quarterback that they're going to draft because this is all tied together. your first opportunity, right, you come in and you tell a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, who's most likely out this week, Mason Rudolph probably playing for him, the NFL script writers are cooking, man, C.J. Stroud is out, Dylan Gabriel is out, Justin Fields is out, Aaron Rodgers is out, who am I forgetting? There's some backup quarterback playing somewhere I probably didn't mention. Brock Purdy is back. But for the Jets to kick Aaron Rodgers to the curb, to go hand Justin Fields all that money is crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And not have a plan for him. And stupid me, I was convinced that since they were with the Lions, they saw him in Chicago, they knew exactly what style of offense they were going to run, they were going to maximize him. And stupid me saw Sam Darnold, saw Baker Mayfield, saw even like Geno Smith, saw some quarterbacks go to other places and prosper where I'm like, maybe this is next for Justin Fields because Justin Fields was supposed to be him. But now that you've wasted all that money, still try to get something out of him. Tyrod is frail. Tyrod is small. Tyrod cannot run. He's going to try and, you know, be elusive and do a little bit here, but you can't put him in harm's way. You definitely can't. Now those design runs with Tyrod are gone. I would keep them in the offense with Justin Fields, and I would proceed that way. And you can trust that they're going to try to win every game. And when I look at the rest of their schedule, the Falcons game is potentially winnable. I no longer think they can beat the Dolphins now, but who knows? It's a December 7th game, Miami being a warm weather team. They do not want to be out here in the cold. I don't know if they're beating the Saints either, but maybe. Those are probably the only three games left for them to win. Falcons, Dolphins, Saints. They're not beating the Jags with what the Jags look like, especially down there in Duval. How about a mistake for them? I forget their GM's name. This kid comes in and is ranting and raving about, you know, how you got to take chances. This kid's 34 years old. That's why I can call him a kid. James Gladstone, the new GM that traded up like he was trading up to get Eli Manning. And he drafts Travis Hunter, tries to make him the Shohei Ohtani in the NFL. Boy, is a buck 75 trying to go out there and play both sides of the ball. You knew he wasn't going to. I remember Davante Adams in a podcast was like, nah, I don't think it's going to work, bro. It's too physical. It's too rough of a game. But anyway, let's get to some of these Jets calls as well as far as Justin Fields now officially is a waste of money. Justin Fields now, you've seen enough of a sample size that he cannot play the quarterback position and they did not have a plan for him. He has been officially benched because Tyrod Taylor's knee is good and he's ready to go. So they're going to try and win games. There is no tank. You know Aaron Glenn, you know, he wants to go in the locker room and say, who wants to fly with them freaking Jets? So he's going to try and win games. And they're not worried about where they're going to be picking in the draft. But I'll say this before we start talking to you guys. You know, they have to take a quarterback next year. This thing did not work. It's a mandate. What do you tell them? They got to take a quarterback. Right now, Fernando Mendoza at 3 overall is supposed to go take Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders' job in Ohio. And then that drops Dante Moore out of Oregon, who I'm not sure about Dante Moore. It's always risky taking these quarterbacks that don't have a ton of college experience, especially at first, right? That was the case with two other quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez and Sam Darnold. They didn't play their full college time out. They come from the West Coast. They come here. It's a lot for these young guys. So 888-808-1019. This Jets regime is now, they have the dead cap money from Aaron Rodgers. If they cut Justin Fields, I'll get the numbers on that. That's more wasted money. And then they got to draft a quarterback, and they better not miss on said quarterback. Johnny in Sparta on the Fan. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, man? Yo, I think we should get Mendoza.
If you trade
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, go on.
Hear me out. I've been with the Jets my whole life. I have friends that worked for the Jets. They got fleeced on Le'Veon Bell. They paid Santonio Holmes. So all the mistakes, they paid Aaron Rodgers. You can't go backwards. You got a good coach who's a winner, who's part of the alumni.
They have a good coach who's a winner?
He started 0-11 with the Lions. Look what he got behind
Dan Campbell. Yes, I understand. Go on.
So I'm thinking you traded Sauce Gardner. You've got two firsts for Sauce Gardner. You gotta you've got to draft your quarterback now. The time is now. If you got Mendoza there in April, that's Jets Christmas right there, Jets holiday right there. You got to take Mendoza if he's there, because you can't look backwards. You've got to get your quarterback. This is it. We bet the farm on Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out. You gave him everything. You brought let him bring all his buddies in. You traded a third for Devontae Adams. Look what he's doing now in the Rams.
Yeah, they made a ton of mistakes. Thanks for the call, Johnny. I will not call Aaron Glenn a winner. Like, Aaron Glenn looks like the guy that lied on his resume a lot. He looks like the guy that embellished a bit. And when you get him there, it's like, wait, you don't know how to use Excel? Fernando Mendoza over Dante Moore, but I have a sneaky... Like, I kind of think Ty Simpson could, you know, because right now they have three quarterbacks in a row on Tankathon. Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Dante Moore going to the Browns, Saints, and Jets. And if the Jets end up having to take Dante Moore, I think he's not the one you want out of the three. But there's so much to be seen, man. We don't really know. Jarvis is back. You have a good nap, Jarvis? You there?
No, I'm good. I'm here.
Okay, you
What's
didn't
up,
fall
man?
Asleep.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm good, man.
How you doing?
Chilling.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Jets and, you know, about the announcement that they bench Justin Fields and then they put Tyrod Taylor, you know, so Tyrod Taylor started against the Ravens, which I don't think the Jets have a shot to beat the Ravens because the Ravens come out with a win against the Browns and, you know, try to make a playoff, try to win the division. I mean, so... it really don't matter what seven games left. Where they gonna win? What the Jets gonna be? Four or five games, and think it's gonna like their future is bright. Because I don't think they're gonna be good next year either. Because you know I don't think that. Yeah, I know
they're never good. So it's a safe bet. Like, thanks for the call, Jarvis. I don't think they're gonna be good either. I definitely don't think they're beating the Ravens in Baltimore. But I like the storyline of Tyrod returning back to the team that drafted him and, you know, Tyrod getting another opportunity again. Also, Tyrod being from Virginia, he's going to have his family drive up to Baltimore for sure. So good for Tyrod, man. I'm happy for him to get another opportunity. He has had a hell of a journey in the NFL since 2011. 888-808-1019. But yeah, the Jets have made a ton of mistakes. And as much as I was just yelling and screaming about how crucial this is for the Giants, same thing for the Jets. You won the trade deadline. You might win one, maybe two more games here. And this regime of Darren Mugi, Aaron Glenn has to complete the Holy Trinity. That's what I was calling it last year when I was saying Joe Shane, Brian Daboll have not picked their quarterback. They're going to get the opportunity to do that. Whether it be Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart. You know, they're going to get the opportunity to do that. Now, Brian Daboll, unfortunately, he was head ball coach. They blew too many games. You can't be up. And that's another thing about the Giants this season, man. Like, that's frustrating to be in all of these games, but inevitably, no, we're not winning. They're going to find a way to lose. If there's one thing for sure, two things for certain, they're not going to win this game. Matt is in Hoboken on the Fan next. Go for it, Matt.
What's going on? I like the guy talking about the Canadian Football League. That was hysterical. I'm a little upset you cut him off. I wanted to hear
I was
what
getting
happened.
To
anyway,
wrap it up, and I don't have a lot of time. I don't know. Did you watch the Grey Cup?
I don't even know what that is. I just thought it was funny that he was talking about.
Tony is a great caller, but on a night when I get like these 2 hours, we got to get to it coming off the weekend.
Yeah. No, all good. I listen to you every Monday coming back from men's league hockey. Yeah, I still try, but I am not great. Anyway, Jackson Dart, I think he's the answer. Roll him out there. I agree with you. He's got to play. He's got to get the experience. Dude, I think the Giants are a lot different this year already. You're already highlighting, like, they got the receiver. They got the running back. They got the quarterback. They got the defensive line. They need some help on offensive line. They need some help in the secondary. Bad.
Their O line has been good
with injuries this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their O line was good with Jackson Dart. Their O line kind of stunk with Russell Wilson. I think the O line is a product of the quarterback being able to, you know, make moves and make plays happen even when they break down. So I think Jackson Dart has made them better in the process.
I mean, did you watch Jameis? Jameis had time to throw the ball. I mean, he was able to stand there and throw the ball. He threw a lot. He was able to get the ball where it needed to go. They're not great, but they're better than they were. The Giants, the O-line has been a problem for a long time. This O-line is actually, like, decent.
I completely agree. I think they gained a lot of confidence with the dark games, though, too. So, and then I know you're a Cowboys fan, too. I know you compared the Giants.
No, I was. Jets. I used to be. Yeah, I used to be a Dallas fan. I left that behind.
I have a lot of friends who are Jets fans, and, like, as a Giants fan, I can confidently say this. We'll never be the Jets. The Jets are, like...
No, you're right now, the Jets.
Historically... right now, sure, but it's all temporary.
You can't,
like,
say that. Thanks for the call. You know, right now, you're the Jets. No, you have the same record as the Jets. You got leaks coming out of your building like the Jets have. You fired your head coach. Your GM is still there. He's probably going to get fired. Like, you're the Jets right now. You can't say that. And you guys can stop with the, I know you're a Dallas Cowboys fan because you don't know that. How many times I got to go through this with y'all? I used to be, right? People say, oh, you're not loyal. The Derek Jeter quote popped in my head today. Loyalty one way is stupidity. I don't need to be loyal to Jerry Jones. What's Jerry Jones done for me? 888-808-1019. We will get to the rest of the Giants calls, Jets calls. We'll probably keep it at that. I do want to sprinkle in a little Pete Alonso since Josh Naylor signed. And some Yankees since Ryan Yarbrough signed. Keep McPherson on the fan. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.